Amazon is projected to rake in more than $12 billion in sales from Amazon Prime Day alone. $12 billion from Prime alone. Well, new tonight, one of the nation's oldest unions, though, in the country is preparing to take on the company. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has a look at how this could impact millions, potentially, of customers out there. Felicia.
Yeah, Rob, get this. There are more than 200 million Amazon Prime members worldwide, placing orders day after day. And the company has nearly 1 million workers, but none in the U.S. are a part of a union. Now, one of the nation's oldest union teams is fighting to change all of that.
From food to the latest electronics, shopping experts say Amazon became a lifeline for the nation during the pandemic.
Amazon's the retailer that sells absolutely everything. During the pandemic, people who, you know, couldn't get to the stores, didn't want to get to the stores, and where you would not only go to buy, you know, some big ticket tech item, but like, you know, everyday necessities for your pantry, for your kitchen, for everything.
In 2019, Amazon hired 500,000 employees and now directly employs 1.3 million people around the globe. But many of their workers complained about the company's labor practices during the pandemic. Amazon employees in Alabama attempted to vote on unionizing this spring, but suffered a stinging defeat. Less than half of the employees there took part, and organizers claim the retail giant interfered with the process.
There was illegal things taking place and fear tactics that was done to people who didn't have any idea about what a union could do for them.
But what does being in a union bring? According to experts, it could give them the power of bargaining agreements for compensation, health insurance, benefits in and out of the workplace, time off, and the chance to legally strike without retaliation of losing their job.
We want to go to the bathroom at work.
Talk to us.
How can you work for them? They don't want you to go to the bathroom.
Amazon says the company already offers workers what unions provide, including pay that starts at $15 an hour.
I've been where everybody is. I have yet, since I've been here, one single time, seen anybody treated like a robot.
This week, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters is voting during its virtual convention about helping Amazon workers mobilize. And that landmark vote could shake up the structure of the nation's leading online retailer.
And so far tonight, Amazon has not responded to our recent request for a comment. In the past, though, they have said their employees are the heart and soul of Amazon, and they've always worked very hard to accommodate all of their needs.